Hi, I'm Jason Blackett. In this Chalk Talk, you'll learn how ZenWorks can leverage third-party imaging solutions. By using third-party imaging, you can leverage the technology that you already have in place. So, for instance, you may today have an existing set of image files that have been created using Ghost. Rather than having to recreate all of those with ZenWorks, we now provide you the ability to leverage those. Another benefit of this is that we allow you to leverage technology that others don't have. So for instance, Microsoft with Windows 7 and Windows Vista introduced this concept of additive imaging, or the ability to do offline patching of Windows 7. And so you can basically download a patch from Microsoft's website and apply that directly to an image. Because Microsoft owns the operating system, they're the only ones who really know how to do that. So if you want to leverage that capability, you can now do that by using WIM and Wake, save the WIM file in your image repository, and then use ZenWorks to actually control the restoration, the assignment of that. This gives you the flexibility to pick the tool that best works for you in whatever situation you may have. Beginning with ZenWorks 10 Support Pack 1, ZenWorks has had the ability to leverage the Windows PE environment in conjunction with Microsoft WIM. Additionally, in Support Pack 2, we added the capability to leverage Ghost. In order to do this, we've done a couple of things. The first thing that we've done is allowed you to use the Microsoft Windows Automated Installation Kit, or Wake, to get the Windows PE environment into your ZenWorks environment. So you'll basically download Wake from Microsoft's website, take that and bring it down to your administrative PC and install it. That basically puts the Microsoft WinPE and the ImageX utilities onto that admin PC. From the admin PC, you'll then use the ZenWorks Control Center to upload that information to the ZenWorks server. Basically, what this does is it puts Windows PE into the TFTP server of your primary and any satellite imaging servers you may have. The other thing you need in order to do this is you need an image repository. In terms of third-party imaging, the image repository is nothing more than some storage on the network that's been exposed via SIFS, or the Common Internet File System, also known as Microsoft Windows File and Print, or Samba. On there, you can have two different types of files, ghost.gho or wim.wim. In order to use Ghost, you must have a license for the Semantic Ghost product, and you must upload Ghost 32 from the admin machine as well. Once you have those pieces in place, you would use ZenWorks Control Center, just like you do for any other imaging, to create an image bundle. But when creating the image bundle, rather than using ZMG imaging, you would select to use third-party imaging. You would specify the UNC path to the WIM file or the Ghost file that you want to bring down. And then you would assign it to the device and tell the device to Pixie boot. When the device Pixie boots, it will download WinPE via the TFTP protocol to that machine, boot up Windows PE, and then load an executable that we include in the WinPE environment that then checks with ZenWorks to see what imaging work needs to be done. Once we're able to identify what imaging work needs to be done, in the event of a WIM image, we'll bring down ImageX, which is the Microsoft image engine, and in the case of Ghost, we'll bring down Ghost 32. That will then be run in the WinPE environment, causing that image to either be restored or created, depending on your configuration. This gives you the flexibility to pick the tool that best works for you in whatever situation you may have. Thank you for joining us.